impressive victories on Saturday up at West and South. I'm here with Austin Roop from down in Sandpoint Country. Austin, great to have you here, sir.
Good morning, Carl. Good to be here today.
Yeah, we ought to have a beauty, too. Tuxet Bay took out a Minto team that many people expected to make some noise here. Of course, they did find out that Minto went on spring break and didn't practice.
No.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Oh, man.
And so several of the kids not there, and they only have a six-man team. So their first practice, I think, was about 20 minutes before game time.
You know, I had heard a lot of really good things about Minto, but like you said, both these teams had really strong victories on their first games. Over at West High School when they first started the last round on Saturday. So I'm excited to see what these two teams are going to do here. Full benches, it looks like, you know, for schools of these size. They both have good-sized teams, you know, people to pull from the bench. And both of them coming off of good seasons. King Cove, I know, really excited this year, kind of their championship run. This will be their peak season for this cycle of students.
Well, very good. And looking over the groups there, too, the Islanders, a very young team.
Yeah, lots of freshmen there.
One junior, so that's their old guy is Matthew Pitka, and he's their height, too. He's 6 foot.
Yeah.
He had one of the top five performances on Saturday, as we saw it, with Small Schools Broadcast, and we kind of brought in the top five girls, top five boys. Pitka right there, all-around game. And as a junior, he's the leader. And then you look at the King Cove T-Jacks, of course, I see some familiar names there. Although a freshman, Samuelson, coming up, the Mac kids. You know, these are the Duskins. These are kids that were their brothers, I think, played four, five, 6 years ago coming to state with some good teams then.
Exactly. Brothers, cousins, you know, these towns, you see a lot of family members coming up, you know, a lot of the same family names. So it's exciting to see this as we come up here. P.J. Hamilton's going to be the guy to look out for from King Cove. He's having an amazing season. He'll be playing for center. He's not as tall as some people out there, but he plays like a tall player. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen here as we get going. And he's going to have a tall person to work with here at number 12.
And that is Pitka, and the quickness of Tuxet, the strength maybe of King Cove, too, because they are bigger, stronger-looking kids. As the tap goes to the T-Jacks.
All right.
It'll stay a T-Jack basketball.
Yep, already went out of bounds once, but yeah, we'll go in favor of the T-Jacks. That was a fast break being played there by P.J. Hamilton, but control was lost and went out of bounds.
And for King Cove, the ball inside, they go right to Josiah Mack. And he doesn't really get a good catch and shoot opportunity in there. That was sort of a lob pass to him on the inbounds play, but it didn't work.
Yeah, they try to do that a lot. You'll see a lot of those kind of plays on the throw-ins, little alley-oop numbers. Oh, and it's going to go the other way. There it is. Oh, underneath the basket, throw-in goes to P.J. Hamilton. He puts it off the glass for two. But here comes a real fast transition from the Islanders. Three-point shot puts up by Pitka. Ooh, around the rim, doesn't go down. Rebound by Devin Mack. A lot of teams play that fast transition against King Cove, and it usually works out pretty well when they can get going fast like that and try to catch them off guard.
Well, and they got back in time, and the shot by Pitka off the mark. You want to take good possession time here, too, usually when you get into these first-round games. You might be used to scoring. And here's a breakout, in fact, off the rebound. Tuxet going for it there, but getting back. To block that shot was Josiah Mack. He got a piece of that one as the shot up there by Noah Charles.
He was in the right place at the right time. You know, really knew, like, saw that play coming, was able to get into a really good position for that breakaway. Oh, and the ball gets lost. Pass to Josiah Mack. It's fumbled and picked up by Noah Charles again. And the ball goes into the hands of Pitka, who looks like he's going to be playing point guard today.
Yeah, he'll play point forward, point guard, and post up.
Man, so really busy. Oh, shot from three does not make it to the rim, or it just went off the front of the rim. And rebound by King Cove. And here they come again. That's Devin Mack with the rebound there.
And Dalton getting his hand on that one. UTech?
Okay, Dalton UTech. Got a hand on that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And near steal down low, Charles right there. Noah, again, quick hands of the Tuxet Bay Islanders.
Great pressure.
Yeah, it was. Went to a triple team on PJ down there, I think that was. This is where sometimes we hear the whistle behind us, but it's not on the floor in front of us. You'll see at least one or two of those plays a day where the play stops on one court for the other court.
Yeah. No, I was surprised at how loud that whistle was. But turnover there, the ball went out of bounds, throw in for the Islanders now. They're going to have possession. And here we see Pitka driving up into the paint, trying to put the shot up. Doesn't go down, rebounded by Josiah Mack. Tried to work his way down the post there, but ran into a little bit of traffic to pull it up for a shot. And here we are, Jamin Newman, who had a game that was probably the best game I've seen him play all season on Saturday. Shot up by PJ, goes over, but rebound by Josiah. Oh, he puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Out of bounds, remains possession for the T-Jacks. And that was a good rebound there by the T-Jacks. Put it up, but couldn't quite make it happen. We'll see if they can do it here underneath their own basket.
They're looking for that lob in again, but just not there. Tuksuk covering it well.
Yeah, good defensive play there by Tuksuk. Fouled on the way up. Josiah taking a shot from about the free throw line. He got fouled on the way there, so he'll go to the stripe for a chance for two here. See if he can't get two more points for King Cove. So far, you can see a lot of defense being played in this game because the score remains 2-0 with 5:40 left in the first period. So lots of strong defense from both of these teams. Oh, and Josiah misses the first shot.
Well, Byron Nicolai with that foul. He's just a freshman, and of course, actually four took all freshmen and sophomore except for Pitka, Matthew the junior, and a good young team coming up. Reminds me of the ALAC team from about 2 years ago where they had eighth and ninth graders.
Wow.
And they played into the semifinals, took third that year.
That's amazing.
Yep, and they're back this year, but those kids are juniors. They lost to Scammon Bay in one of the top games on Saturday. Here's the quick shot there by Noah Charles off the mark. And again, one shot and out for the Tuksuk Bay Islanders as King Cove controlling the boards here early.
Yeah, that second free throw did go down by Josiah Mack. And here we have another foul.
I think it's going to go on P.J. Hamilton there. As he came over to get the ball, he came flying through there and actually ran into the Tuksuk player who had position to try to get it.
Yeah.
But P.J. is just he's a beast of a guy.
he's a real physical specimen, you could say. You know, he plays like a real tall guy, only 5'10". But he plays like a 6'2 player.
I know, and I'm looking at him right now, and I said, that can't be 5'10". He does look 6'2 to 6'4. There's the foul on Josiah Mack, I think, getting a piece of the wrist.
Yeah, going up for a little swat there. They're going to say it happened before the shot, though.
Yeah,
which really looked like it was a shooting foul.
It did. But Coach Morton actually telling him, too, hey, you can't bring your arm through like that on a block shot.
Yeah, you know, you want to watch out how you're doing it. These guys, though, you can just feel the players, the passion that they have for the state tournament. You know, they're so excited to be here. Oh, steal by P.J. Hamilton. He's running down fast. He's got Devin to the right, but he's taking it all the way, puts up the shot. Doesn't go down, but he'll get fouled on the way there, so he'll get a chance from the line for two to see if he can't make it a 5-0 game so far. Just three so far for King Cove. Tuksuk Bay hasn't yet put any points on the board, but they're definitely putting in a lot of effort out there.
Yeah, and the foul went to Pitka, actually, the second team foul. Two apiece, and I don't think I've got... Oh, yeah, that's right. That was on Josiah on the early one. So keeping the book somewhat straight. 4:45 to go here first quarter, and a 3-0 score. As it stays 3-0, Pitka pulls down the missed shot there.
Yeah, PJ having a tough time with the free throws this year. Previous year, he won three free throw contests at tournaments, and this year he's been shooting, I'd say, less than 50% from the line.
Great job by Pitka. Drives down into the lane there, and the kick out to Charles, and Noah gets the first 2 points, but give a pretty assist to Matthew Pitka.
That was textbook right there, seeing him drive in, draw the attention. You know, everyone thought he was going to take it all the way, and he just dishes it right out and did a great job with those 2 points. You see a lot of talent with this Tuksuk Bay.
And inside there, a good block by Isaiah Pitka, a freshman, but he's one of the taller freshmen at 5'9". He got a block there on Josiah Mack.
Yeah. Another alley-oop attempt there by King Cove. Doesn't go down. Josiah Mack with a shot, rebounded by Pitka, and he brings it down the court really quick with a pass. Underneath the basket now, shot goes up number three. That is Charles, Noah Charles. His shot doesn't go down, rebounded by King Cove, and they're going to bring it through the court, and Jamin Newman. Oh, we got a timeout being called by Coach Rick Morton for the King Cove T-Jacks.
And actually, it's one of those things, too, the coaches need to know. When you get inside 4 minutes, you get an automatic one from the media. And I know that A lot of times before we start games, too, I'll remind coaches, especially from that first, if it's a team coming back for the first time. I know Richard Morton knew, I think, coaching the kids here.
Yeah.
Talked to him briefly.
His first year coaching for the T-Jacks, I think one of his first years coaching basketball, period. He has been a coach, though, for many different sports, and you can see that he brings that intensity to it. You know, he really has that motivating factor behind him.
Right, and just we talked briefly at West High the other day, and you could tell, hey, this is a good guy working with the kids here. He's definitely on their level in terms of getting across to them the things. The kids came in all dressed up in ties, things like that. You notice those types of things of what kind of team you're going to be facing by what the coach demands are. And a timeout. Here's the media timeout. Media timeout.
Under four here to go in the first quarter. The score only, with media timeout, the score is only 3-2. Very low-scoring game so far, but you see a lot of defensive pressure coming from both sides. You know, and the fast break being played by what we were talking about with Tuxuk Bay, the one shot up, boards being controlled by King Cove, but they were really able to play a really good lower game. You know, a lot of great shots have come from underneath the basket for Tuxuk Bay. They're working the penetration really well on the passes.
Yeah, and they're for them, you can see it's that running game, and I think that's what they did to Minto, where, you know, they ran out so much, they built up a lead, that Minto was just kind of out of sorts since they hadn't played together. They kind of one-on-one did themselves right out of that ball game.
Yeah, and if you only have a six-player team, you can play that stamina game and really run them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that helps you really in the long run, you know, to kind of play that, you know, fast pace, run them down to the ground, so that way you can start getting easier shots. So this is still anybody's game right now. The score is 3-2 right now in favor of King Cove, under 4 to go in the first period. But, you know, Tuxuk Bay doing a good job for a young team. You know, we're going to see some really good stuff coming from these guys in the future. But King Cove will have possession underneath their own basket. It'll be a throw-in for Devin Mack. And here's the alley-oop attempt again. This time he brings it down to the ground. Josiah Mack puts it, the shot doesn't go down. Here's a rebound for Tuxuk Bay, number 4. That is Brian Nicolai, puts up a great layup. That fast break that we've been talking about again, they've been moving the ball down really quick, and we're going to see a half-court trap coming up here. Now we're seeing that some intensity coming from Tuxuk Bay. Oh, shot goes up by Josiah, doesn't go down. P.J. Hamilton with the rebound, and he puts it up and in and gets the foul.
Yeah, and for P.J., he'll get a chance for a three-point play, and actually look like contact on Mac's shot, certainly. No foul called on that one. But certainly on the putback. And for the Tuxuk Bay Islanders, that trap didn't work for them because Mack broke it, came up and had an easy look from the free throw line. And, of course, the rebounding has belonged to the T-Jacks here.
Here's Pitka bringing down the board off that missed foul shot by P.J. Hamilton. The score 5-4 now. These guys trading the lead back and forth, and I think we'll see more of that as we go into the first quarter. You can see a lot more confidence now since that last basket for Tuxuk Bay. You know, they're playing with much more, you know, there's a shot from three. It looks like we're just inside the three-point line. Oh, rebound by Jamin Newman.
Yeah, and that was a great shot out there. Isaiah Pitka just off the mark. He had a good look. You're exactly right, too, Austin. They're playing with the Tuxuk Bay Islanders, playing with the confidence. They're in the rhythm now.
Yeah.
I think the timeout helped them as well. As the missed shot in there by Mack. And rebounded nicely by Isaiah as Pitka pulls it down the inside, blocking out Mack over there.
Yeah, another three-point shot from these guys. That was it seems like they're playing by the perimeter. Number 4, I believe. Brian Nicolai putting up a shot from 3 points. These guys are taking a lot of perimeter shots. I guess this is their strategy because they're doing it a whole lot, but I feel like that their best results have come from playing down low. I wonder if the coach will make the adjustment saying, you know, guys, work the ball. You know, take your time, work the ball down low. Here's what King Cove's doing, working the ball down to the bottom post. Shot by Dalton, rebound by Josiah. His shot doesn't go down. Rebound's being fought for. Oh, and it gets in.
It's going to be another three-point play try there for P.J. P.J. Hamilton.
Yeah.
As, again, this young fella is looking like one of the stronger players across the board in 1A.
Yeah.
Other teams that we've seen.
He is a guy, you know, that really has the talent. He has the physical ability to play this game. And his free throw shot does go down. That will make it 8 now for King Cove, 4 for Tuxuk Bay.
and 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. Tuksuk going to come out and see if they can knock one down from outside. Perhaps Pitka runs into a double team, drops to the floor, and picked up out there by Mitchell Duskin. And back the other way, King Cove loses the opportunity for that fast break run as the T-Jacks certainly owning the rebound.
Yeah, T-Jack's doing a good job there. And P.J. Hamilton with a really nice spin move, and he was trying to do a behind-the-back pass to Dalton Utek that got thrown out bounds. Dalton wasn't looking for it. You saw Coach Rick Morton saying, hey, do you want the Globetrotters music with that pass? You know, play it like the championship game here, you know. Take your time. Don't do these fancy behind-the-back passes, you know, because it got missed. Shot went up there by the Tuksuk Bay Islanders, rebounded by King Cove. 90 seconds to go here, and we're going to have another whistle that sounds like it's coming from us. Josiah driving in, charging on Josiah. Yeah, that was 15. John Kachuchin really planted his feet well there, took that drive by Josiah, and that will be the second foul on Josiah in the first half, or in the first quarter. That's not something you want to see from one of your top players like Josiah Mack.
And here's Pitka in the lane with a nice drive out of bounds. There's going to be a push. I think it might be called on Jamian Newman.
Okay.
And that'll be the fourth team foul now on the T-Jacks. It was on Newman pushing on the rebound try there by the Islanders. They had the inside position as Nikolai will put it into play.
Oop. Nice bounce in there to number 15. That is
Kachuchin. Here's Pitka on the outside. That shot misses, and the rebound now to Newman. So he'll bring it up with, about 30 seconds left on the clock there?
We're just under a minute.
A minute, yeah. We could look the other way, too. Trying to peek around the backboard there, but...
Ooh, nice pass down to the middle post. Dalton Utek, who quickly kicks it out to Jamin Newman. The ball's being passed around the perimeter now and into the hands of Josiah. It looks like they're going to try to burn down the clock a little bit and take one final shot here before they end the quarter. Pass over to P.J. Hamilton. Goes back to Jamin Newman. Now over to Josiah. Yeah, just trying to burn down the clock. You know, they don't want to give another chance to Tuksuk Bay here before the end of the quarter. They can get one more shot down.
And Coach Morton, in fact, calling and saying at 12 is when he wants it to start. Well, and...
at 14, but there's a three-pointer.
There's a shot, and it's P.J. from outside. Paul Hamilton, P.J. Hamilton, hits a three. That was huge. Just 5 seconds on the clock. Here's Pitka. He's going to keep the ball in his hand. Down the lane he goes. Good block by P.J. at the buzzer. And Hamilton's shot off the mark.
Man.
Pitka's shot off the mark. 11-4 after one quarter play here at this 1A state championship. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's the T-Jacks from King Cove 11. And with 4 points, the Tuksuk Bay Islanders.
Yeah, we got a few seconds here, so I'm going to play a little bit of music.
Okay. Back.
All you big and burly men who roll the trucks along, better listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You have really got it made if you're hauling goods any place on earth but those Haynesville woods. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them off. There'd be a tombstone every mile.
Islanders with the basketball as they go to Pitka right side. Shot was open there, didn't get it, but the rebound putback also missed for the Islanders.
Yeah, good fast attempt there by the Islanders. You can tell these guys really have a quick game. And it looks like as they come in here, they're playing an interesting zone defense. It looks like a 2-3. Yeah, okay. As they kind of take the formation, it's a 2-3 zone coming in from Tuksuk Bay.
Well, and for them, you might see defensively, they tried that little press briefly, and it didn't turn out well for them. But it might be one of the things they need to go to.
Yeah.
There's a great rebound in traffic there.
And the pass gets deflected by Josiah Mack as they were trying to take it down court really fast. Josiah pushed it out of bounds, though, with a nice little tip there. And that'll be a throw-in for Tuxuk Bay. I thought that that trap was a really good idea by Tuxuk Bay. You know, they had the momentum going. They were playing really confidently there. And it didn't work that one time, but just because it doesn't work one time doesn't mean you don't keep the pressure going. There's 2 points.
And that's from Isaiah Pitka with the follow from Matthew Pitka. As Pitka was inside, got a good pass back and missed it short, but Isaiah following the play put it right back up and got it. 11-6 now. Yeah, it's 11-4 after one quarter, just starting here in the second quarter. Nice little drive inside there, and look at P.J. knocks down his own teammate there. Devin Mack took the shot, and P.J. said, I want that rebound, and badly. Oh, there's a collision and a half.
Yeah, Devin Mack went right over number 15, Kachuchin. John Kachuchin. Yeah, he went, it was head over heels practically with that one, man. Yeah, just fast movement. John, really a great basketball player, pulled up really fast and caught him off guard. So throw in underneath their own basket for the Islanders. Goes to number 3 for a nice shot.
Got it. Noah Charles with another bucket there.
Beautiful
and,
play.
That was an excellent inbounds play. It's an 11-8 ball game. Now, this is what Tuxuk looked like against Minto. And here's Charles knocks down the pass. And they're coming back the other way. Pitka might have wanted to take that one to the hoop.
Yeah, he had a good lane there. He passes it to his player, though. It goes out of bounds. And that was that little trap, a little half-court pressure that they were doing. Did a great job forcing that turnover. I think we'll see that again coming up here as King Cove brings the ball up to the half-court line. Jamin Newman with it. He's met by Nikolai.
Yeah, and also up there, Noah Charles. So, you know, this is something we'll see how the T-Jacks adjust if they're going to start putting that pressure out there.
Shot goes up.
Yeah, you just put it in the hands of P.J. Hamilton, right?
Yep.
My goodness.
He gets another 2 points for P.J. Hamilton. The score now 13 for King Cove, 8 for the Islanders. And we have the ball now with Noah Charles. As he pulls up for, faked the shot, tried to pass it to the top post, but it gets deflected. But he gets the ball again. Oh, great point.
Pointer from Isaiah.
Isaiah
Pitka with the freshman starting to feel it a little bit there. He got the follow shot. And, you know, it sometimes takes a shot to go down for guys to get in rhythm, and Isaiah certainly there. And so is P.J. He gets a long two.
Yeah, long two-point shot from the baseline. And nothing but net, and the net swished right up and is over the rim right now. So they're going to take a quick second to put that up.
You know, we got a pretty good idea that P.J. Hamilton might be one of the top five performers of today because right now it's a 15-11 ball game and he has 14 points.
Wow. That's incredible.
And I guess if we count rebounds, he's probably got about, every one of them so far.
Yeah.
He's been on the defense today. He's just been great.
Oh, and working their way down to the paint, number 15, Kachukutin, worked his way, tried to get a layup there, ran into a little bit of traffic, though, and couldn't get the shot that he wanted to get. It goes out of bounds off of the Islanders, so possession for the T-Jacks, but good attempt working his way down there.
Yeah, they've got some open looks now. They're starting to put some pressure on the T-Jack defense, so they are getting some looks offensively. Here's Pitka with the rebound out of the run out. He goes ahead to and there's going to be a travel call.
Yeah,
Nikolai tried to get the T-Jack defender up in the air, but he slid across as he went.
Coming in as a freshman, Brian Nikolai, though, showing good control of the ball, really able to work his way well, and pulled up a little too quick there. It's hard to slow that fast pace.
It is a fast pace out here. I get amazed by the speed of some of these kids. And here's another rebound by Pitka in traffic there as the long shot out there by Newman, wasn't it? Yeah, and he had a good look, too, and it looked like a nice shot would have stayed down, but just trickled off the rim as Pitka controls up high here.
Yeah.
Took some back in the ballgame, though, 15-11.
Yeah, they're just nipping at the heels of King Cove. And, man, what a great attempt by number 23, Isaiah Pitka, just really working his way down the paint, man. Good ball movement. Couldn't get the shot to go down. Rebound by the T-Jacks, but that was really nice looking.
Yeah, I think we're settling into the game now, too, where, you know, both teams know their strengths, and they're starting to, you know, have that bringing their game, so to speak, each side.
Yeah, you know who's hot right now. You know who's playing good. P.J. Hamilton getting a lot of the ball right now from King Cove. He just put up a shot there. Doesn't go down, but he gets fouled on the way there. So P.J. Hamilton, with under 4 to go, will go to the line for a chance at 2. Sinks the first one. That makes the score now 16 for the T-Jacks, 11 for the Tuxuk Bay.
And again, what's amazing here is BJ has made all but one of the points so far for the T-Jacks. I mean, everybody's involved, but he's getting all the buckets.
Absolutely. And there was another defensive play by Josiah Mack as he tips the ball out of bounds, another long pass. Tuxuk Bay does a lot of those long passes, and they've done a good job getting ahead of the T-Jacks with those long plays.
Yeah, and early they had their opportunities and missed a few. They're still going for them, but now the T-Jacks very alert to that. As Coach Lincoln's crew, here's the long three-pointer. It's good out there. Noah Charles just comes down and jacks it up as
sinks the three-point shot. Oh, man, that looked really good.
Wow.
And now we're 2 points away now. King Cove with 16-14 for Tuxuk Bay. King Cove with possession. They're moving the ball down to the post. PJ tries to work a shot up. A lot of contact on that shot, but doesn't go down. Rebound by King Cove, and there's Jamin Newman with a nice two-point shot.
And that's the first bucket for one of the other T-Jack players. They've been in position, but Newman gets that one there, and now 18-14 lead with 3 minutes to go. Here's Isaiah Pitka again trying the long one. That one's off the mark, but rebounded by Tuxuk. So a couple offensive rebounds now for the kid. As here's a pass in from Nikolai, and he hits Chakuchin for two.
Yeah, good pass right there. Chakuchin had a wide open look. He takes it off the glass for 2 points, and it makes it 18 now for King Cove, 16 for the Islanders. And this is a great game. P.J. Hamilton working the lower post, puts up a shot, goes over the basket, and into the hands of the Islanders. And here they come moving fast. They're really looking to tie this game up or take the lead. A shot goes up for three. This could take the lead right here. Charles Nikolai does not go down. Rebound fought for and is picked up by Dalton Utek for King Cove. And they'll take the ball and jog it down slowly now to set their play. 2:15 to go in the first half. This has been a really tight first half, you know. King Cove in the lead. Shot by Jamin Newman. Good for three.
Wow. Newman finds the range from the outside.
Yep. 21 now for King Cove. 16 for the Islanders.
And you just knew one of the other T-Jacks was going to have to come up and hit shots here. And Newman's had he has a good shooting stroke, and that one dead on for the three. Boy, there's a forced drive in there by Isaiah Pitka. Throws his body towards the hoop and almost got it.
That was a lot of power coming from him, man. He is a very confident ball player. Oh, Josiah Mack with a wide open lane takes it all the way in and floats it up for two. And we're starting to see the rest of the King Cove team come alive here.
Yep. It's happening. And the T-Jacks, while I was thinking Hamilton was getting a lot of points, you didn't really think that he had them all. And yet,
but yeah, he did.
Know, now we're in that spot where the other kids are actually getting the buckets. The shots they were taking were just off, and Newman and Mack coming back with three straight baskets that didn't belong to P.J. Hamilton, and he didn't have to rebound them.
Yep, exactly.
So 23-16 ball game coming up to the minute mark here. And Tuxuk Bay has got to watch it here. They've pulled within two a couple of times, and now down by seven. Pitka will bring it up across the timeline. Comes to the top of the key. Now he's going to drive down left side, puts up the shot, and he got fouled on it. As just coming into the ballgame there, Connor Samuelson, a freshman, I think got the call.
Yeah, hit him a little bit there on the little bit of contact with that shot, so he'll go to the line for two. Good rebound, though, by Isaiah Pitka to make this play happen off the board. You know, those guys are really, the two Pitka players are really good, and that first shot goes down on the free throw line. They're really good at working the boards, though, and getting the inside track. You can see them position themselves really well against the King Cove players.
And with the size, you know, you've got to do that. And they've been able to get a couple offensive boards here lately. And Matthew Pitka is certainly doing a good job defensive board-wise. He's been the key for him.
Yeah. Gets the first free throw, misses the second one, so 17 now for the Islanders. King Cove with the ball, and a missed pass there by Devin Mack to P.J. Hamilton on the baseline. Goes out of bounds, so that will be...
Noah Charles with the defense on that, too, that he got a hand on that, as that's why that pass sailed off. And with 45 seconds on the clock here, we'll see what the Islanders do. They're down by six, 23-17, into the hands of Nikolai. Now comes up high to Pitka. And Isaiah Pitka also out there, too. Isaiah handles it down the corner. Looking inside, ball kicked out of bounds, and it'll still be Islanders basketball. 26 seconds on the clock, and Isaiah will inbound.
Great ball handling.
He looked like he was going to do the lob pass. He tries it and actually stolen away by P.J. Hamilton and can't catch up to it. What an effort by Hamilton.
Man, flies way out of bounds, runs into something as he tries to save that ball.
I didn't know there's that much space here in the Sullivan Arena. He went way out of there and still threw it back into play.
That was incredible. You know, just how far he threw it, you know, just goes all the way over to the other side of the court and out of bounds. But possession for Tuk-Tuk Bay. Now, ooh, we got a player on the floor there by P.J. Hamilton knocked over Noah Charles. But Noah Charles now with a shot from the perimeter.
Three for Charles. So Noah gets the open look, and he pumps in another three down to the last second. Got it at the last second. Hamilton?
Oh, that was P.J. Hamilton with a half-court buzzer beater for King Cove, making the score 26 for those guys.
Just as they cut it to three, it goes back to six. Hamilton had about three-tenths of a second to get that off as he caught that pass, and he banks it in from inside the half-court line.
Wow, that was an amazing end of the first half, but what a great first half of basketball we had there. Both these teams coming out with a lot of fire. You can tell both of them want it bad, and with such a young team, the Tuk-Tuk Bay Islanders just look outstanding out there, you know, and doing a great job just nipping at the heels of King Cove the entire first half. King Cove has been controlling the score, though, for the majority of the game, but Tuk-Tuk Bay took the lead for a little bit there.
And
brought within 2 points for some of the second half, but King Cove lengthening the lead to 26 for King Cove, 20 for Tuk-Tuk Bay as we end the first half.
And we'll be back in 60 seconds for more here from the 1A State Championships here at the Sullivan Arena. More, of course, coming up from West High. And, of course, the 2A Championships starting next door in the court here at Sullivan Arena. Lots of basketball all week long as the 1A, 2A getting started in the championship rounds and the consolation round championship. On this Monday, March 18th, you stay tuned for your basketball all day long and your favorite sports stations out there in rural Alaska. We'll be back 60 seconds from now with our halftime stats and more. Tuk-Tuk Bay anyway, but
Nelson Island there,
and the 26-20 lead at the half. The three-pointer coming from Hamilton to end the half as Tuk-Tuk Bay really coming alive in that second quarter and able to look like, you know, I mean, they had an opportunity to take the lead there at one point where they had it to two. Islanders, though, the smaller team, but starting to exert their speed and quickness and getting into the game that way, because they were actually looking like the T-Jacks were going to take them out of this, down 11-4 after one quarter.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was like that for the first quarter. You know, the lob defense being played by both these teams. Both teams came alive, though, in the second quarter. From the Tuk-Tuk Bay Islanders, I was really impressed by, obviously, the two Pitkas, Isaiah and Matthew, both showed great physical ability underneath the boards and also scoring, I believe, the lion's share of the points from those guys. But Brian Nikolai, the freshman coming out of Tuk-Tuk Bay, the ball handling skills that this man has are just phenomenal. You know, he just really has the ball. You can tell he has real control when he has it, and the confidence that he knows he can play this game. So I'm really excited to see more of what comes from him, especially in the years to come as he develops his skills.
Yeah, and looking over, we got the stat sheet here a little bit too, and I don't want to dwell too much on it, and we'll send you back, but It's hard for me to think that P.J. Hamilton only had five rebounds, but, you know, actually matching up pretty good there, out-rebounding Tuxuk Bay, now only 26-21, but I think it was pretty significant the other way. And Pitka is the leading rebounder of the game with seven, and he did pick up all those defensive boards.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, though, the offensive boards have belonged to the T-Jacks for the most part of the game, but Tuxuk came back and picked up a few, too. So fairly even, both teams shooting about the same. It looks like we're going to have an exciting second half, and we're about 5.5 minutes away from that. So, Austin, I think, why not? Let's take a 5-minute break ourselves. It's the Tuxuk Bay Islanders at 20, and from the community of King Cove, the T-Jacks, they lead at 26-20 over the Islanders. Back in 5 minutes. Action coming up here. The Tuxuk Bay Islanders at 20, and the T-Jacks from King Cove at 26. They'll start with the basket. Well, they start with a basket.
Yeah, great play right there by the T-Jacks. The pass from half court to Josiah. He brings it in and puts it off the glass for two. But here's a quick return by the Islanders. A shot goes up, number three. That's Noah Charles from the three-point perimeter. Doesn't go down, rebounded by the T-Jacks. So good speed there from both these teams. These guys are going to come out roaring, you know, from this halftime. I'm excited because you can see speed on both sides. And I think that we could have a really, really fast-paced, really exciting second half here as both these teams feel like they can win this.
Well, and to start off with that bucket, too, this could go to a double-digit lead here with another bucket. And there it is. Josiah Mack with another pretty move. I noticed the King Cove boys, as well as Tuxuk Bay, using that backboard, but Mack, tremendous shot there. Pitka, long three, is off the mark, but hustling over to get that rebound was Noah Charles.
Yeah, great back play there.
Pitka, down the lane. Ball blocked here by Josiah, I believe, and then it comes out, though, into the hands of Isaiah Pitka, and Pitka steps up and hits a two. That was a big bucket because 10-point lead now back to eight. You've got to stay close in these games, especially in the third period. Mack is all over it, isn't
Man.
He? That's his third or fourth shot of the quarter we just got started as it goes into Hamilton. Gets his man in the air, puts it in from just inside the free throw line.
Yep, there was another good shot by PJ. But here comes the Islanders again with a really fast play. Ball goes over number 12, Matthew Pitka, who looks like he's going to take that shot from the three-point shot, but he pulled back. And now he's going to work his way down towards the paint. Passes out to the 15, Kachutin, who puts up a shot, doesn't go down. We have a whistle on that play.
Yeah, I think Matthew's going to pick up the foul on that, really.
Okay, pushing his way for the rebound.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a bit of desperation there, I think, too,
yeah.
Because Noah Charles had that shot on the sideline, or Byron Nicolai had that Charles in the side, that shot on the sideline. Didn't go, and Pitka just felt like he had to get that rebound. He went right over the top of the T-Jacks to get there. Easy call for the referee underneath. He's got to watch that. It's a second foul. There's a good held ball as the double team comes from Pitka.
Yeah, that was a good pass down to the paint over to Dalton Utek, who tried to work his way up. But, yeah, the good job by the Islanders getting their hands on there and forcing a held ball, jump ball. So possession will go over to the Islanders for that one. Here comes Pitka, Matthew Pitka driving all the way.
Oh,
puts up a nice layup for 2 points.
And Pitka with actually just his first bucket in the ball game.
Surprising because he's been all over the place, too.
Yep.
But I noticed that, too. Noah Charles has really been leading the scoring. Jamin Newman way downtown for the T-Jacks. Oh, there's 3 points.
Wow. Newman has that good shooting capability, and he's showing it. Once he got warmed up, he had 5 points in the second quarter late and now starts out with a three in this third quarter. Here's Pitka with a great move. Got two players up in the air. Took some physical abuse and handed some out, too. But he sinks the shot, and it keeps it at a 9-point lead.
Man.
As Mack drives into the lane.
Yep, took that one coast to coast and drove into the paint, puts the layup in, but doesn't go down, but got fouled on the way up there. So he's going to have two attempts from the free throw line to try a lengthen the lead to 11 here for King Cove.
And it is on Matthew Pitka, and that's his third. So Pitka trying to block that shot, got a piece of the arm.
Actually, that's his fourth for Matthew Pitka.
I have it as his third, but I could be wrong. That's for sure. So, Pitka comes out. We'll mark down the fourth also.
Yeah, Now, that's what you want to see from a player like Pekka, who has led the team in terms of playmaking, maybe not in points, but with playmaking, he has been all over the place.
Yeah, he has to be in the ballgame for him. First shot by Mack is off. The second one also is going to be off. The ball bounced out high and into the hands of the T-Jacks, taken away by the Islanders, though.
Yeah.
So as now we'll see who takes over. Noah Charles will bring it up on the dribble.
Ball chipped out.
Yep.
Yeah, ball tipped out by Josiah Mack there on that one.
Yeah, that was perfect. We got that one.
All over that play, Ball was tipped out, but that will be possession underneath their own basket now for the Islanders.
Oh, it opened as Charles in the corner, but the pass got tipped as it came out. He'd have had an easy shot there if that would have been clean.
Yeah, he was right in the right place to take that one and have a good shot. Good ball movement, though, by the Islanders. They're taking their time now. They're down by 9, so they really want to take their time and get the shots they want to take, you know, get open. And here we go. Good ball movement. Passed over to 24. Trevor Felix. Shot goes up off the back iron. Rebound by the T-Jack. And here's Devin Mack with a wide-open breakaway. Oh, but there's number 24. Trevor Felix came right on him and from behind and looks like got a little bit wrist contact when Devin was going up for the layup.
Yeah, and that'll send Devin to the line for two, but Felix just trying to break up, make sure he doesn't get an easy bucket there, and I think. And, you know, you look at this, this is such critical time, 35-26, Pitka goes to the bench, they're your floor leader, and you've got to make sure there aren't a basket there on a fast break is a lot different than two free throws.
Yeah, exactly.
And Trevor, even being a freshman, understood that.
Yeah.
That's good basketball IQ.
Well, you want to break up the momentum like that,
you know? Yeah, absolutely. You know, settle it down because if he makes that breakaway, it's a lot worse. The momentum does go.
Second shot for Devin Mack does go down. He makes both of them, and he is able to take the lead to 11. But here's a really fast transition coming in here by the Islanders. That was Noah Charles working it down really fast. He gets the ball out to number 5, Matthew Lincoln, who puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Rebound being fought for. Ends up in the hands of T.J. Hamilton, who goes to the floor trying to save it. Devin Mack there with a great pass, though, to Josiah. Man, does not go down, and we've got a whistle on that one. Josiah got tipped up, but, man, fast moving from both plays and teams there.
And P.J. Hamilton stretching himself out right in front of us. He got the hand on the ball just enough to keep it into play and to push it ahead for his teammates to turn that into maybe another 2 points there.
Yeah, that was a very good play by him. Able to keep control of the ball and even going to the floor was able to get the ball to Devin Mack. And Josiah Mack, though, missing again with a free throw. I don't know if he's made any free throws.
He made the first one, back there in the first quarter. And then he's like shooting it hard off the glass there.
A little bit too much excitement maybe, you know, because that was a really strong free throw just right at the back rim. Rebound goes to the Islanders, and they'll bring it up here. Number 5, Matthew Lincoln.
And Charles is going to step up for a long three. That is a difficult shot because the rebound comes out way out, and a push on the shot there. Heading up court, Devin Mack was turning on the speed.
Yeah, that was a real fast breakaway for Devin Mack there, you know, and again getting fouled on the way up.
That looked like one of those 40-yard dashes or something, too, because the two Tuksuk Islanders following him, and the one that picked up the foul was Noah Charles. But on the other side of him, I think trailing the play, too, was Matthew Lincoln. It looked like all of them were racing for that that finish line.
Yeah,
you know?
That was a really fast movement from those guys there trying to get that one. And a good control of the ball by Devin Mack. Got fouled on the way up for the layup, you know, and just it's been such a fast-paced game, you know. The Islanders not giving up. Even though they are down by 11 right now, the score 37 for the T-Jacks, 26 for Tuksuk Bay, you know this game isn't over by any stretch of the imagination. The way that they can play that fast game, the Islanders, they could just come back. You know, they have the ability to do it. Matthew Pitka, of course, getting sidelined because of foul troubles is definitely going to play into this, though, since we're so early into the second half. And he's really a playmaker for these guys.
Yeah, he needs to be on the court, the junior leader. And it'll be interesting to see him probably maybe start out the fourth quarter, but I don't think we'll see him at all during this quarter.
No.
3:46 on the clock. That's still almost the half a quarter to go. And this young Islanders team is going to have to not only hold their ground down 11, they need to cut into that lead coming into the fourth to give themselves a good opportunity in that final 8 minutes. So 3:46 on the clock, and at the line, Mack to shoot a couple, and the free throws are killing.
Yeah, they're having a hard time with the free throws. That first one goes off the back iron. He'll get a chance for the second one here. He drained his first two in the last chance. And that one in and out, rebounded.
Boy, that spun out odd, too. It looked like it was down the cylinder and
man.
Spun out.
And we see Matthew Pitka back in the game here, Coach.
What am I talking about? Yeah, he's back in the game. I just said Pitka. We probably won't see him until fourth quarter. Here he is.
Travel
probably there.
Wow, that's no traveling that one. They're going to call a foul. But, man, that was definitely about maybe five steps there. He actually went sideways, too, and then forward. And they're going to call the foul on that one. You know, the ref just didn't have the line of sight for it, but
we had a good line of sight here.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah, it's interesting how that did go, because he did stop, like, well, now I'm stuck, and then took the extra step. That's when he got pushed by Newman, and Newman picked up his second foul.
Yep, and his
Pitka.
First one goes down for Matthew Pitka, and, yeah, you know, a risky move by the coach, Simeon Lincoln, putting him back in. But, you know, he is the main playmaker. His second one goes down. But with one more foul, he'll be out of this game permanently. And that's a chance, I guess, he feels like he really has to take.
Yeah, we saw that Saturday with a key player for one of the girls' teams. My memory will not pick it up quickly here as we watch this one. But that's exactly what happened when she went out of the game. Her team lost. And because of that, you know, leaving with 9 minutes to go in a ball game.
It's tough. Shot goes in and out by Josiah Mack, rebounded by the Islanders, and here they come, working it down to the bottom post. That's Trevor Felix.
Great pass by Felix. Felix with a bounce pass going away from Isaiah Pitka, and Pitka hits it. That was right in his hands, perfect. What a play going down the baseline.
Oh, good pass. And
Felix is a freshman? Where did he come from on that one?
I know. That was amazing. We haven't seen him until I think Matthew got fouled.
That's when he came out.
That's when he came in, and he's still in this game. The score, 37 for King Cove, 30 for the Islanders, and Josiah Mack drives it in. Nice
flowing
layup. That was a good move into the lane, takes it and floats it. Josiah knows how to score baskets, doesn't always have the prettiest shot, but he can put the ball in there when he needs to.
Well, you know, and that's it. He did. And Pitka, again, floating inside, and he takes a little bit of physical punishment too, but puts that shot up and in.
Yeah.
Both these kids, Mack and Pitka, play a lot of similar game, in a sense, when they want to get to the hoop.
Exactly. You know, just make their way there. Doesn't have to look good. Just get in the basket, the goal, you know.
Yep.
Here comes Josiah Mack again. Yeah. He dishes out to the outside where Jamin Newman puts a shot for three. Nothing but net.
What a beautiful stroke. That's Newman's third three-pointer in the game. He has 11. And when he warms up, watch out. And here's Pitka again. Drops a pass off on the left side. Has that two-pointer for Chakuchin. And a beautiful assist by Pitka again.
We've got a timeout here on the floor with just 1:41 to go in the third quarter. The score is 42 for King Cove, 34 for Tuktuk Bay. And, you know, Tuktuk Bay is holding on to this game.
They are.
They're not letting the game get away from them. There's been several opportunities for the T-Jacks to really run away with it. But clawing their way in there, you know, keeping the lead down, you know, not letting the momentum really shift. You got to give it to the Islanders. They are still in this game.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to see the resiliency of these teams when you get to this championship level. And really, I mean, we saw this early on with P.J. Hamilton, who has been quiet scoring-wise, but even on the boards, you know, they're blocking him off better. He's not as big a factor as he was. He's still a big a factor, but they're having to expend energy keeping him out of the game.
Exactly, and he has been mostly silent in terms of points in the second half so far, but we've been seeing other players come in here.
Stepping up, Newman and Mack especially. Newman's shooting is outstanding.
Yeah.
He's got a stroke there.
There's Dalton Newsack. Yeah, moving inside. Nice pass, and Dalton drops, stepping it up for 2 points off the glass.
Beauty off the glass for UTEC, and there's his first point. So now all the starters for King Cove in the scoring column.
Nice steal right there.
Pitka trying to throw over the top, and there was a steal by guess who? P.J. Hamilton.
Yep.
And then
gets the foul.
He forces the action in.
Oh.
And he got called for the offensive foul. Getting in front of him, picking up that charging was Isaiah Pitka, but boy, that's a
interesting
call
in my opinion. That was a close call, you know, but That is what it is. And a shot goes up there by Matthew Pitka from three-point territory. Doesn't go down. We're under a minute to go here in the third quarter. The score is 44 for the T-Jacks, 34 for the Islanders. And Jamin Newman's moving the ball up quick. He gets it to Josiah Mack, who drives down, pulls up, jumper from the free throw line.
Mack.
Man, like we were talking about, you know, just know these, some of these guys just know how to get the ball into the basket. And here comes the other one, Matthew Pitka. Man, drives his way around two different defensive players and puts it up. That guy really plays like an NBA player. When you see him drive the lane.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, he floats in. He seems to slow down, speed up as needed, even on the drive. I mean, it's like he's already picked up the dribble, and then he slows up and speeds up in the air almost.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is weird, but he is very, very, very smooth in terms of working his way in that offensive zone.
Yeah.
So now the 12-point lead, though, for King Cove, and they could almost pushed it to 14. No, and see, here's one of those where they thought that was a buzzer.
And I see confusion on the court right now. The referees aren't exactly sure what's going on. There was a buzzer from the other court. Stopped this game.
It did, and they rebounded cleanly the shot. But then because they heard the buzzer, everybody stopped playing.
Yeah, even the referees. You know, and that was an interesting one. And, you know, interesting play right there. That was a fadeaway jump shot that PJ put in. Didn't go down. The rebound was clean, like you said. And we'll see what they come from here.
They're
just
going to
go for Tuksuk Bay.
So with 22 seconds on the clock, Tuksuk has a chance here.
And it looks like they took 2 points away from King Cove as well. There was 48 there, so they took 2 points away and now it's 26-36. Still only 10 points lead instead of 12. So maybe that was just a moment to correct the scoreboard there, a missed score.
I'm looking right now, and that is the correct score then. 46-36 is the correct score.
And so the ball will be in favor of King Cove. They're going to throw it in underneath their own basket. 21 seconds left to go.
Well, no, that's odd because it was a clean rebound by, I don't understand that.
We're going to have to wash our hands of this one and just say, it is what it is. And there's now two more points for P.J. Hamilton. He got the pass in and up off the board. 48 now for King Cove. And
it's winding down here. 6 seconds to go. Pitka still got it at half court. Here he comes with three. Now he's working his way in for one of those shots.
Oh.
Just off the rim and won't drop. At the end of three quarters, it's a 48-36 ball game. The T-Jacks on top of the Islanders will be back in 60 seconds for this final 8 minutes of this exciting 1A matchup.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book, and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Go!
And they built themselves a 48-36 lead, high-scoring third quarter in a sense there, as here's Mack in the lane.
Man, that was brute force right there, trying to work his way past two defenders and put it up, and he got fouled on the way over. Holding on number 24.
Felix,
That's 17 fouls for the Tuksuk Bay Islanders, so that will be a one-and-one opportunity now every time for the King Cove T-Jacks, and they only have two fouls, and King Cove was kind of foul-heavy in the first half comparatively. This half, they've definitely controlled their game a little bit in that sense, but we'll see Josiah now at the free throw line for one-and-one opportunity.
I think that's, and what happens here, too, you get that adrenaline going, and look at Max steps up. Now that it's a one-and-one, the toughest shots to make, he hits the first one, and he'll have the bonus. But oftentimes the teams come out, and it's so important as coaches, you know, to keep your kids lined out in that first 4 minutes because you get key players with two and three fouls.
Lane violation there. Oh, interesting. Pushing for the rebound. We're going to have another one-on-one opportunity. Man. So a foul, I believe, or no, one more shot. That was a lane violation on Tuksuk Bay, so there will be one more chance for King Cove to go to the line.
Okay.
So he'll get that one back, and he drains it.
Got it. So two for two from the line this time after missing four straight, five straight from the free throw line.
King Cove takes their lead. Makes it to 14 now, 50 for King Cove, 36 for the Islanders, and we've got another substitution coming in here. Brian Nikolai is going to come back in soon for the and as 24, Kurt Felix drove his way to the basket. He loses the ball and it goes out of bounds, and that'll be a possession for King Cove. What do you think's going through the mind right now for the Islanders?
Well, you know, looking at the 14 point lead, and again, here's one of those where for them, it's like you need maybe a little change up there, perhaps that pressure at the half court or something like that to get things started. And you definitely don't need that three to drop, and it doesn't. It bounced around like it was going to.
I thought it was going down two different
Devin
times.
Mack. Yeah, it did.
And here we go, a drive-in outside shot from the perimeter by number five, Matthew Lincoln. Doesn't go down, rebound by Hamilton for King Cove. And lots of perimeter shots. I'm interested to see what the final stats are going to be for the Islanders on their perimeter shots. And here comes King Cove. They are working the ball back to the outside perimeter. Josiah drives in, puts a shot off the front perimeter. But, man, P.J. Hamilton out-rebounding four different of the Tuksuk Bay Islanders and tries to work his way around, but it gets knocked out of bounds and will be possession for King Cove again.
And he stays after it, too. He got, three shots in there at it.
And there's four Islanders all around
him. And Pitka right there with him didn't pick up the foul either. Just kept his body hands straight up, kept his body in the way as much as possible.
Doing a good job there, but P.J. just came out on top. And there's a throw-in for King Cove now. Josiah spins around. Man, takes it to the left, takes it to the right, puts up the layup and gets the foul on the way there. He'll have a chance for three. Man, that was a move that you would see from Matthew Pitka as well. That kind of spinning move, that kind of movement in the air.
That was a great change of direction, and he came off his feet there. He had to, because right with him was Byron Nikolai, I think, when was right on his side.
Yeah, he was right there, and Josiah Mack sinks his free throw. Now he's starting to hit those free throws.
And the timeout from Coach Lincoln over here for the Islanders.
Yeah.
Down now by the biggest margin of the game, 17. And just think about, with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, they had cut it to 37-30.
Yeah.
And right now it's been a 16-6 run by the Islanders since then.
Yeah, King Cove definitely starting to run away with the game a little bit. They're getting the lead here. And I think Coach Lincoln wisely calls that timeout, and you see him with his clipboard. He's going to be making some adjustments here. I'd like to see him bring back that half-court trap.
Something, yeah. Needs to get him maybe a steal or something, but also the energy level.
Exactly, the energy.
Yeah.
Because you saw them have that before. They really have that energy, and that could help them bring back their motivation.
Yeah, and with plenty of time here, 6:44 on the clock, I mean, is a wealth of time to work this. But now the lead at 17, you need to cut this down bit by bit very quickly, and probably at the five-minute mark, you need to be looking at a 10 point going to 8 or something like that.
Because
so,
when you get to the 3 minutes, you're running out of time fast.
Yeah.
They've got 3 minutes to really turn this game around, and there comes Matthew.
Oh, boy, almost picked up his offensive fifth foul there. Great shot. A little runner on the baseline by Isaiah Pitka, and that's the first points in the fourth quarter here.
Here we go. Full court
and
pressure coming in from the Islanders.
Pressure coming. They
and
get the steal. And it's Nikolai, but then he loses it at the other end, trying to pass over to Chakuchin. And they're going to keep rushing the backcourt.
They're even with the steal like that, they're still putting the full court pressure. King Cove working the ball. They get it down to the bottom post, and Josiah Mack with a nice layup off the glass there. 2 points for Josiah. But that full court pressure is causing them some trouble. They're going to have to really make the adjustments on King Cove's end, because that could be the fire that the Islanders need. Shot goes up by 15. Doesn't go down to Kachutin, but rebound by the Islanders. Now there's a shot by Matthew Pickett. That doesn't go down either, but the rebound again by the Islanders.
Yeah.
And passing around, another shot from the perimeter. This one, too, does not go down, but again, rebounded by the Islanders, Matthew Pitka. Man, all the opportunities that they want here.
There's the runner again, Isaiah Pitka, getting the two-pointer. Same play as he came across that left baseline and put up the runner. Those are tough shots.
Those are. He's looking really good with those shots, man. He just took it to the baseline, drove it inside, and put it up there. We've got a timeout on the floor here as the referee is going to wipe down the floor a little bit.
Yeah, and I think PJ actually coming over, it's like he's holding it. He went down on his tailbone.
Oh,
I think,
yeah,
on
you see that.
Yeah.
Holding his back end a little bit.
Yeah. He's such a tough guy, probably left a dent in the floor. I mean, I love that kid as far as he's one of the strongest players I've seen here.
And here we go with that full court pressure again. Man, that trap just puts real pressure on to Devin Mack as he was driving past. He tried to split the defense there, but they closed in on him really well, almost forcing the turnover. And Devin Mack will throw it in now, and he gets it over to Jamin Newman. This pressure is really what the Islanders need. But they're working it down to the bottom perimeter. Dalton Utek with a shot. Doesn't go down, but rebound by Matthew Pitka. He's got the fast break over there. There's number three, Noah Charles, and he passes outside. Another shot goes up, and here's a rebound. Trevor Brandle for the T-Jacks, and he quickly gets it to Jamin Newman. But, man, this defensive pressure is really doing a good job for the Islanders, and here's another turnover.
And here it goes. There's Nikolai. He's got running room, but again, stop. Mack gets back in time. Picked up there by Isaiah Pitka. He works the baseline and is fouled as he comes across the right side, but that's only the third team foul on the T-Jack.
Yeah, only 13 foul, and that was a good pull-up by Brian Nikolai. I think he was just feeling the size difference there, coming in at 5'6", you know, great ball handler, but felt his size differential there, so he pulled up him for the pass, and Islanders able to hold on. There's a shot. Number 23 puts it in, doesn't go down. Rebound again by the Islanders, but it gets tipped out by the Islanders this time as they go for another rebound and it goes out of bounds. Possession for the T-Jacks, but we see Tuk-Tuk Bay lining up for that full court pressure. And we're not seeing the passing from the T-Jacks that they're going to need to do to break this full court press. You know, they're trying to dribble their way around, and that doesn't work very well.
No, and that'll play into that press. Boy, that looks like a near travel there by Mack, but he gets it ahead. The block shot at the other end. And a jump ball or no? Oh,
holding. It looked like a jump ball to me.
It looked like jump ball call there and a hold over here. So
he had the line of sight, though. Yeah. They're going to give it to that referee right there. So he had the better look. But, yeah, it looked like from our position, a jump ball. Josiah Mack went up for a shot, and the ball was pulled down by the hands of one of the defenders. But he'll go to the line for a chance at two here. And this will give them a chance to keep their lead again at 17.
Yeah, Chukuchin with that foul. And makes it 56-40. They cut it to 15, but again, you know, they need to, with this time, 4:33, we're approaching that spot where this kind of lead will be hard to get. And this is a 19 foul, so you put them at the line for two every time. And Hamilton back in there.
Wow, what a rebound.
What a burst by that kid.
Through. Puts it up for 2 points. Man, so that makes it now 18 lead. I think this is the biggest lead of the game
for the
T-Jacks. But here comes the Islanders. Shot for 3 points. Wide open shot by Byron, I believe, Brian Nikolai. And it doesn't go down. And rebounded by the T-Jacks. And here comes Devin Mack. Good pass by Josiah. Oh, but stolen. That's Isaiah Pitka.
Yeah, Pitka with Hamilton there.
Oh.
It rolls off, and Pitka kind of changed that shot.
Man, rolled all around
rim. Hamilton changed Pitka's shot there because he stayed in that play right to the end.
Yeah, and here comes T-Jacks. They got that. They got the rebound there off that pass. Oh, no foul being called there. As 15.
Slow it down. Give me the ball timeout.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure being put on here for the full court press, and I'm glad to see that the Islanders did this. Oh, and there's Connor Samuelson with his first shot of the game. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by the Islanders. And they've got full court pass to number three.
That's Charles.
Noah Charles. Great layup there and good positioning on the court.
Yeah, Pitka with a long throw out. That's the only reason that worked. The T-Jacks have been getting back on defense pretty well. Great job by Mack. Drives the length of the court as he takes that pass and takes it all the way down. Slings it in from the right side. And here's Charles again with a three off the mark. And Mack with the rebound. So now holding that big lead at 18, still 60-42. The T-Jacks with 3 minutes to go. Timeout for Coach Morton. He wants to talk this over on how he's going to control this tempo starting right now
yeah.
with 3:07 to go.
Exactly, and this full court pressure has just really been something that the King Cove T-Jacks have had to chew on. They've done a good job, though, holding on to the lead. You know, it has changed the game, but it has not changed the score. You know, they've been fortunately able to break through by dribbling the ball around, but I think Coach Morton for the T-Jacks is going to be talking about how they can pass their way around this, and because there have been a significant amount more turnovers with full court pressure coming in like this. You know, the Islanders have done a very good job even bringing backcourt pressure off the rebounds. You know, they're not just pulling back and going past the half-court line. They're keeping the pressure on consistently, trying to force those turnovers against King Cove and doing an outstanding job of it. But King Cove with the lead still 60 for the T-Jacks, 42 for the Islanders. We've got 3 minutes to go in this basketball game, and you're getting to the point now where it's going to be very, very difficult for the Islanders to come back with 18-point deficit with only 3 minutes.
Yeah, the Islanders, looking at this next minute or so, has got to change quickly. They got to get it to 12 here in literally less in about a minute.
Yeah, and there's a pass. Almost gets thrown away, but picked up by Devin Mack, and as he tries to pass it down the sideline to Jamin Newman, it gets tipped out of bounds by one of the Islanders, and Devin Mack will throw it in from the sideline. And they've got...
Yeah, and Hamilton over here
open.
They don't find that, and... There's the pressure. They were double and triple teaming wherever the ball was. But this pass knocked down and picked up by Newman. Now back to Pitt at the half court. Oh,
wow. He luckily got that one
air.
Up.
How
yeah.
did he do that?
That was amazing reflexes.
He does. He has. That's it. It's that tremendous reflexes by him. Newman slipped over here on the sideline, got a slick spot, and his foot slides out of bounds. It'll be the Islanders basketball, and they got to get something up quick, and it's got to be in. There is no missing at this point. As here's
Byron Nicolay. Sure took that shot.
Yeah, he was open. Pitka in the corner. He'll try one on the baseline. Not good. Rebound comes off for the T-Jacks.
Oh, good fight.
Stolen away by Isaiah Pitka. Kick out. Here's the three. Good for Chakuchin.
Great, great job by Isaiah Pitka stealing that ball away from the T-Jacks and making that play possible. Oh, and PJ Mann holding on. Whoa, fakes the pass to the left.
Wow, Hamilton ends up with a tightrope pass catch there at half court and then puts in the two-pointer at the other end.
Traveling there. PJ Hamilton forcing that travel as Pitka was trying to work his way around him, but he couldn't get past PJ there and forced the travel. Almost got the pass off in time, but too much momentum in one direction for him to shift around, even for Pitka's reflexes.
And for the King Cove boys now at 17 with 1:54 on the clock, they have, you know, burned some time here and go to the free throw line and hit your shots. For the Tuktuk Bay Islanders are going to try not to foul and just double-team the basketball consistently, and they are. Almost getting a turnover there is Felix with Chakuchin over there too. Double-teaming Hamilton. Wow.
Yeah, good job. He was able to knock it off them, though, and goes back out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in for the T-Jacks underneath their own basket. It'll be interesting to see if the Islanders decide to try to foul their way here. You know, they already have nine fouls.
Nice play by Pitka.
Oh,
reflexes and reaction time is what, yeah, that is really it. As he even gets the slap of the hand from Devin Mack there on what a great play. He actually knocked that ball off of Mack out of bounds when it was going to be him last touching it, obviously.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. He is just a real fast player, and there's some good ball handling by Trevor Felix. Oh,
got to have it, and he gets it. That shot by Chakuchin, back-to-back three-pointers, cuts to the 14. 1:24 on the clock, though.
Yep, 14 points with 90 seconds to go here. That's a foul there by number 15, John Chakuchin. Actually, that foul was by Trevor Felix, his third.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was putting it down on Nicolay. Well, they're swarming the ball so much.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
At least two or three players on every, whoever has that possession, somebody's there immediately.
Very
they're
fast
trying
team.
Not to foul, but they got a foul, too, to stop the clock at this point. And now the shot good from Newman, and boy, Newman has shown his shooting prowess from the outside with the three-pointers, and there's a putback.
Man, great pull down by P.J. Hamilton, just soaring through the air for that board, then puts it up for 2 points. But here comes the Islanders Fats. They're not going to say die. They pull up for another three-point shot. Number 23 doesn't go down. Rebound by the Island. Oh, but it's fought for and ends up in the hands of Devin Mack. His pass to Trevor Brandle, or no, to Levi Larson, almost gets lost. But, man, Levi holds on to it. And Devin Mack with the ball, he gets kind of pushed a little bit out of bounds, but he'll get called with the possession as the ball goes out of bounds. That'll be Islanders with the ball underneath their own basket. Throwing in will be Trevor Felix.
And a 65-48 game. The T-Jacks will be moving on this one. And the Islanders, both teams moving on, but the Islanders going the consolation way, it looks like, with under a minute to go here.
17 points left to come. Yeah, this is a bridge too far for the Islanders, it looks like. And with looking at the stats here for the Islanders, man, 5 of 25 from the three-point shot. They sure did take a lot of shots from the perimeter, and only 5 going down out of 25. Oh, and there's Levi Larson. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Josiah. Oh, no.
They say foul on Mack over the back, but they both went up pretty well there.
Yeah, so that'll be a foul on Josiah. And we've got 35 seconds here to go. The Islanders with the ball and a good game. There's lots of steps being taken there by Matthew Pitka, but they're going to say he got the pass off in time, and that was a three-point shot by...
Three-pointer from Pitka?
Went down. Oh. Coach Morton will call a timeout there with 19 seconds left to go and 14-point lead. He'll go ahead and call a timeout. But you know what? I kind of like that because he didn't like what he saw his team doing. He's not going to let it slide.
Yeah.
He's
doesn't want anything
right
sloppy
away.
To happen right at the end here. Says, hey, that three, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
We weren't focused. We need to finish this game. What if it was a four-point game right now instead of a 14-point game?
Exactly.
And I think that's the kind of things he does. Discipline out there in execution.
And that's good discipline as a coach, you know, to, you know, never treat a game like you've got a big lead. Not until it's over. Game's not over until it's over, even with 19 seconds left to go here. You know, he's still playing this game like it's a one-basket game, you know, and that's good to see here from Coach Morton. But with 19 seconds, the T-Jacks will have possession of the ball, and there'll be a throw-in. The score is 65-51. Looks like King Cove's going to be taking this one. Oh, and a steal right there as Isaiah Pitka forces a turnover, but P.J. Hamilton comes in and picks it back up again. And as he was trying to dribble away, it gets knocked out and goes out of bounds. And we'll see 11 seconds on the clock now. Another throw-in for the T-Jacks, and Devin Mack finds Jamin Newman with the ball. Jamin dribbling all the way around, just trying to avoid the foul, trying to run the clock down. He gets to P.J. Hamilton. 5 seconds, now 4-3. He passes it behind the back. And there's the buzzer, ladies and gentlemen. 65 for the T-Jacks, 51 for Tuxedo Bay. And what a good game for, you know, almost the entire game. Tuxedo Bay really staying in there, nipping at the heels of King Cove, but the T-Jacks is able to pull ahead there and hold on to the lead.
Yeah, the T-Jacks getting it done early, setting the tone, saying we own the backboards, and Islanders just had to fight back. They got right back in the ballgame, cut it to two a couple of times. Had it down 37-30 was the last time they got it close. After that, the T-Jacks pulled away into double digits and kept it that way, winning 65-51. We'll be back here in 1 minute and wrap up this one and get ready for some more basketball coming from the 1A state championships here in Anchorage at the Sullivan Arena. The T-Jacks winners over the Islanders, 65-51, back in 60 seconds.